morning. My name is Mary Stewart McGovern. Welcome to East Shore Unitarian Universalist Church. I am the Vice Chair of the Board of Trustees. I would like to extend a special welcome to any newcomers who are with us this morning, and I encourage you to spend some time getting to know us. If you would like to be on our mailing list, we invite you to sign up at the greeters table in the narthex. You will find additional information in the pamphlet rack in the narthex as well. Our greeters will be happy to answer any questions. Please join us for coffee and polite conversation in the back of the sanctuary following the service. We extend a special welcome this morning to Michelle Ma, our guest facilitator. Michelle is the affiliated community minister at West Shore Unitarian Universalist Church and chaplain resident at Cleveland VA Medical Center. If you have not already done so, please turn off or silence your cell phone or other electronic devices. Please check your order of service for announcements and calendar information. You may also find it helpful to visit the newsstand at the rear of the sanctuary. Whether you ran in here today on little feet, or walked in briskly, or ambled in, or rolled in, you are welcome here. Whatever the flags of your heritage, you are welcome here. May you find new things to revere. Whatever your religious background or lack of religion, you are welcome here. May you find new things to discover. Whatever your political persuasion and whomever you have grown to love, you are welcome here in this religious community. May you find a connection here.
Please stand as you're willing and able and open up your teal hymnal. Yes? To 10:10, we're going to sing We Give Thanks through three times. So we're going to do our chalice lightings that we always do with the youth. Are we ready, guys? Sorry. Okay. Oops. We light this chalice because we are Unitarian Universalists. We are the church of the open mind. We are the church of the seeking spirit. We are the church of the loving heart. And we are the church of the helping hand. And we covenant to love, revere, discover, and connect.
Our opening words this morning are by Eugene Pickett. This is a responsive reading, so I invite you to respond to passages that I say with, "We give thanks this day." I'll invite you to respond. You'll know when it's supposed to happen. For the expanding grandeur of creation, worlds known and unknown, galaxies beyond galaxies, filling us with awe and challenging our imaginations, we give thanks this day. For this fragile planet Earth, its times and tides, its sunsets and seasons, we give thanks this day. For the joy of human life, its wonders and surprises, its hopes and achievements, we give thanks this day. For our human community, our common past and future hope, our oneness transcending all separation, our capacity to work for peace and justice in the midst of hostility and oppression, we give thanks this day. For high hopes and noble causes, for faith without fanaticism, for understanding of views not shared, we give thanks this day. For all who have labored and suffered for a fairer world, who have lived so that others might live in dignity and freedom, we give thanks this day. For human liberty and sacred rights, for opportunities to change and grow, to affirm and to choose,
we give thanks this day.
We pray that we may live not by our fears, but by our hopes, not by our words, but by our deeds.
So I forgot to say earlier, good morning, everybody. And for those who don't know me, my name is Halcyon Demansky, and I am the Director of Religious Education here at East Shore. And today, in our joys and cares, we have one very special thank you. Thank you to all of you who have signed up to give blood at today's Ralph Friedman Memorial Blood Drive. There are still open slots, and drive goes until 2 p.m., so save a life, sign up, and this is from Bob. So I would also now like us to take a moment and hold in our hearts all those things that weren't written in the book, or all those things that can't be mentioned, whether they're too big and beautiful to put into words yet, or too sad to share. And we will have a silent moment of meditation. For those of you who are new, we have rocks in the back. And if you haven't grabbed a rock, you can grab one on the way. And we ask that you put all your dreams and thank yous and hopes and desires and sadnesses and love into your rock. And then we invite you to place it here in the bowl up front. And when our bowl is full, we then will add those joys and cares to our landscape and to our beautiful, what's the word I'm looking for?
Peace garden.
Thank you. And then all these things will help build us and make us stronger. Please, come forward.
Mm-hmm.
So for our prayer today, I would ask you again to take your teal books out and open it to 1053, How Could Anyone? And once again, we will sing it through three times. You might be wondering why there's this huge jar of water up here. Well, can anybody tell me, kids, what is our theme this month? Adults? Can any adults remember? Attention. All right, can somebody come open this for me? Attention. No, it doesn't actually screw, it pops. It kind of pops. Anyways.
Sorry, I didn't realize it's coming.
So in attention, on this Thanksgiving Day, in order for us to really, thank you, sir, give attention, in order for us to give that thanks, we have to be in the here and now. We have to be in this moment. We have to be like Maxon, where if it was in the past, it could have been yesterday or a long time ago. It doesn't matter. It's in the past. And if it's in the future, it could be tomorrow or next year. It doesn't matter. It's in the future. We have to be in the now. We have to be in this moment. And as adults, in a crazy world that we live in with all of its ins and outs and ups and downs, it's hard to do that because we have anxieties and we have stresses and we have just, you know, all that stuff that's coming and bombarding us every day. So this is an activity that was given to us for the kids, and I thought, how amazing would it be just to do with everyone? So this is called a stress jar. And so today, so that we can truly give thanks for the community that we are in, we're going to add all of our stressful things in this jar. So, Nate, what is something that's been stressing you out?
Homework.
Homework, that's a good one. That stresses everybody out. So ready? Here's our homework. I want you to, let's see, something's stressing me out. Oh, we've been doing
work on the inside of our house. Yes, I know, we decided to start when the weather got cold. So I realized that my house is all dusty from drywall dust, and I have to figure out how to clean it up for a Thanksgiving dinner. So here comes drywall dust. I would like you to take this around and let other people let us know what their stress is so we can put it in our jar. Okay?
Raise your hand,
please.
Working in a classroom where the head teacher has been absent for 10 days.
My mom and her chemotherapy treatments and making sure that she's feeling as good as she possibly can.
I drive a car that's old enough to vote. And I'm always very stressed out about my car.
Middle school.
Oh, yes. Raise your hand if you enjoyed middle school. Oh, only Yusuf's hand went in the air.
I'm stressed about Thanksgiving plans.
Because Grammy's stressed out about Thanksgiving.
Visiting family over the holidays.
People in general.
Packing up my house and getting ready to move.
Staying off the web long enough to actually get things done that need to be done.
That's getting an extra one. Ethan, or Nate? Ethan's been holding his hand up a lot.
Sorry.
The two extra days of school that teachers think they can assign projects on.
Okay, well, my thing is I started a new job recently, which is ultimately a very good thing, but there's always stress that comes with that. But Sophia wanted me to say that it's that I'm afraid of public speaking. So I guess I'm overcoming that.
Okay, and I'm going to put one more good sprinkle in for all those stresses that we don't want to say out loud because they're too yucky. So now we close it. That's the easier part. Now we're going to swirl it. That's all our stress. All our stress and all that craziness that messes with us all the time. And we're going to let it swirl and settle down. And while it swirls and settles down, you let your stress go. You let your stress flow down slowly down to the bottom. And let it go so that you can be in the now and you can be in the here. And then we can be thankful for today and tomorrow's. Thank you, Lee.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I'm so glad you're here. And I'm so glad to be here. Bread Communion is one of my favorite UU traditions, holidays, whatever you want to call it. It's one of my favorite because of two things. One is the origin of the idea of communion, which comes from the Greek word koinonia. It's the same word that's the root of the word community. So communion is about community. It's about fellowship. It's about not just being in communion with a higher power, if you believe in a higher power. It's about being in communion with each other. It's about coming together as community and breaking bread together and experiencing fellowship. And the other reason that I like Bread Communion is because of the idea of worship. I know some people have don't like the idea of worship, because to them, they think that worship has something to do with adoration of a divine being. Worship also has roots in a compound word, worth-ship. Worth-ship. That means paying attention to that which is worthy. Paying attention to that which is worth our attention. So when we have communion together like this, we are paying attention to that which is worthy, which is community, which is fellowship, which is coming together to be something that is greater than the sum of its parts. And when everyone brings something, whatever it is that they have, whether that's bread that comes in a bag or homemade cinnamon rolls, and we all put them all on the table together like this, it becomes something greater than the sum of its parts. It becomes a feast. It becomes the communion table. And it is here and now the table where all are welcome, regardless of if this is your first day at this church or if this is your 25th year at this church. It's a place where I feel welcome, even though, confession, I did not bring any bread today. But I am super excited about all the bread that I see here. So thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for having me here. And I'm delighted to be sharing Bread Communion with you, and I hope that you are delighted to be sharing Bread Communion with each other. Now I'd like to invite up Halcyon to help me with some stage direction here, because I'm not entirely certain how you usually do Bread Communion here, but I'm going to have us do something maybe that might be a little bit different from what you usually do.
So Michelle asked me how we did our bread communion. And I told her how we all come up and we pick out bread and then we take the bread back and we sit down. And she said, "Well, you guys don't give the bread to each other?" And I was like, "Well, no, we never really have." And so she said, "Well, why don't we try this?" So this is how we came up with doing this. We're going to ask all of the children and teenagers to come forth, and we are going to hand you some bread. And then we're going to ask you, teenagers and youth, children, to then come where we are standing now. And we're going to invite the adults up, and you, children and teens, will then give bread to the adults. And then when we all have our lovely pieces of bread, we will bless Michelle Ma will bless the bread, and we get to share together. So I'm now going to ask you guys to come up. Yes, you too, baby. Come on. You want to come up, sweetie? Come on. I'll be up here with you, so you'll be cool. You won't be alone. You want to come? You want to come, Yusuf? Okay.
I don't see any pumpkin bread here. What kind of bread would you
Okay, here we go.
There is a lot to choose from.
What kind of bread would you like?
What kind of bread would you like? Thank you so much for indulging me in something new.
Come on, don't be shy.
Don't be shy. All are welcome at the communion table. Oh, good. There's a bit of music now.
Thank you.
Does everyone have your bread? Yes. I would like to invite you all now to please say grace with me, for we are about to share a meal together. We love our bread and we love our butter, but most of all, we love each other. Amen.
Bread in your mouth and have food in your mouth. We're going to ask you to open up your gray hymnals to 407. We are gonna sit at the welcome table.
Come.
Thank you. Hope that didn't upset your digestion or anything. So now is the time in the service where we share our gifts with those inside and outside of this community. This month's offerings are being shared with FACT. What does FACT stand for again? Faith Communities Together. FACT Ohio? Yes? Yes. If you are new to this place today, we ask that you let the basket pass you by. After all, you are a guest. Feel no obligation. I guess the rest of you feel no obligation either. But I hope that you are moved in your hearts to share your gifts.
Generous contributions to the wellness of East Shore. Your gifts demonstrate your stewardship of our church and make it possible for us to live our values, to love, discover, revere, and connect. As a member of the Board of Trustees, I assure you that your board will be responsible stewards of your gifts.
Give thanks and praise to God.
I would like to offer a moment of thanks and praise for our choir and for our guest musician, Fern, today. And I would like to offer a moment of thanks and praise for all of you who have been a very indulgent community today. And I would like to remind us all that this bread that we have eaten, that we have shared together just now, remains in our place and will now be taken out into the world with us. And so may we take that feeling of communion, that attention to that which is worthy of our attention, out into the world with us today and throughout the next week, and bring it back next Sunday. Amen, and blessed be.
So I have one more joy to share, and concern and care, and that is that Lovely and John Banks have their green card interview tomorrow morning and are asking us to send them all of our good luck and prayers. As far as announcements, well, I'm the one up here giving them, so the important things are Cookies with Santa, sign up, so let me know. We are going to have guests this year joining us, so that's super cool. And we have a meeting right after service today to talk about how we welcome these guests that will be coming. We've invited families to join us from Forbes House with Cookies for Santa. If any of you know what Forbes House is, it is an organization. It's a home for people who are escaping
domestic violence.
And so parents and kids can come, and they're going to join us for cookies. So we'll have a little conversation about that. Number two, sign up for the Christmas pageant. Let me know that you're going to be there and you're going to be here. Number three, I have already started collecting money for Secret Santa. For those of you who don't know that Secret Santa is, it is where you are Santa Claus and you give me money. That I unfortunately don't get to keep, but that's okay. And then I then will disperse this money to families and people within our congregation who need the help in this holiday season. Yeah, that's all about me. Oh, and we're collecting for homeless stand down. So, and this year they have made the request of full size, so not the stuff from hotels anymore. But I can tell you, Best Buy, that's one of those big stores. Best Buy sells full size like shampoos and things for
not Best Buy.
Marks.
Dollar store.
Best Buy.
Anyway, I do know that Best Buy sells them for a dollar.
No, Best Buy is the electronics.
Anyways, there's a lot of places where you can get origins for a buck. So, any other announcements that I've missed since
you blood drive.
Oh, blood drive. Go give blood. Go like David, my husband, who has the special blood that they can use on preemie babies. So go give blood to save some babies. Okay. I would like us now to stand and join hands as we are willing and able for our modern union.
We join hands in Unitarian Universalist Fellowship, pledging ourselves to an individual religious freedom which transcends all creeds, not to think alike, but to journey together.